with your quarterbacks having to throw into this wind that maybe you know, they kind of...
Well, no, I think, you know, you have to play in wind, and you have to in cold and in heat and wet. And so it's just, it's actually, it's not fun, and it's kind of uncomfortable, and it's hard, particularly for the throwers and catchers. But it's okay to deal with it once in a while, just to know what you have to do, how much you have to concentrate.
Mike, it looks like you'll have your rookie now. Is that pretty much done with Jennings? Or?
Yeah, I think it is. In fact, I expect him to be on the practice field this afternoon.
He's passed physical then already?
Well, I don't know about that.
That'll be happening.
I'm assuming, yeah.
About time, huh?
Pardon me?
About time, huh? Get him in and get
him
going.
You know what? Actually, one day he missed, or what, 2 days. And like I said yesterday, it's always an amazing thing to me, but it happens. And I'm glad he's in, and you know, we're counting on him this year, so he's got to get going.
What's up with Ray Wilson?
Ray tweaked his hamstring yesterday trying to cover an interception return. Yeah.
What Atula went through last year, is he back where he was, and how much are you expecting out of him?
Yeah, he is back where he was, and actually he's in really good shape. And I'm happy for him. That was no fun for him last year. Even when he healed up a little bit, I couldn't get him on the field. So he's having a good camp. He had a good mini camps, and I expect him, you know, he's got to contribute this year.
Mike, what do you think about the group of linebackers that they have, especially the offseason additions, and what they bring to the defense?
Well, it's probably as good a group as I've ever had. And, the two young kids that played last year and played very well, you know, I mean, which that was very unusual. Yeah, but they did it, and now they come in, and with the addition of Julian Peterson, with the other fellows, Kazavinsky and Kudavides, and the guys that we have, Bentley, it's a pretty deep group. It's a pretty talented group, and they're smart. So it's a nice feeling to have.
Mike, how do you look at the receivers, I guess, of maybe Ingram and Burleson and Jackson are your top three, but beyond that, is it pretty open, would you say, or do you think Warwick and...
Well, they have a leg up because they've been with us, but that's a position as it is every year, as it has been every year the last few years. That's very competitive, and the best way to handle that is just let them play and let them practice and see who kind of falls. The experienced guys, of course, have the advantage, but you know, we use a lot of receivers it's a pretty good group. So, again, I think it'll be a tough decision when it comes down to it.
How do you feel? You've done it before, but how do you feel about going with a rookie cornerback if Jennings does indeed win that job?
I think it's hard, Mike, you know, but, I mean, you have to go with the talented player and certainly the player that earns it. We're not going to hand anybody anything, so he's got to earn it. But we like his playing ability. I think playing corner in the league is one of the tougher things you have to do. But, you know, Trufant had to do it, and other guys have had to do it. And if Kelly emerges as the number one guy over there, then he's going to have to do it.
Coach, how about Kelly Herndon now? Is he up to that competition? Is he going to rise up to it, do you think?
Well, he has to. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about. You're competing for a position. They all like to play, and they want to play. And we'll have to see how they do. And we'll be – the one thing we try and be is very fair and honest with the players. So whoever emerges will be the starter.
How do you feel about your holding situation? You don't have Ruin anymore, a veteran who did that.
I think Josh was real comfortable with Tom Ruin, but you know, the other guys are capable holders, and if we didn't feel that would be the way to go, then we'd let Matt hold, because Matt's a very good holder. So, you know, it's just a matter of working together and trusting one another, and then they get that thing done.
Coach, your left guard with Polchak Womack, who's his backup or competing with him most for that spot to fill that hole left by Hutch?
Well, we have a group of guys. Bosworth's in there as well as Sims. You know, so we just, you know, we're just going to let him battle out. That's another interesting thing. Chop, as I said, I think he can. I know he can play the position. He just has to stay healthy. So he's going to get every chance to start there.
He stays healthy. Have you seen enough out of him in the past where he's the right fit at that spot?
Oh, he'll be the, yeah. If he stays healthy, it's his position if he stays healthy.
What happened
with Reynolds?
He hurt his foot. Foot injury, the severity of the injury, we won't know until this afternoon.
you mentioned Sims too, and I know you didn't get to see him much at the mini camps. What do you see out here in this first
group? Well, I like Sims. I think he's got a great attitude. He's physically strong enough. He was a very, very good player in college, and now, you know, again, playing, like I talked about, the corner, being a guard or an offensive lineman as a rookie, it's tough. But I like him, and he moves well. He can pull. He can do all those things for a big guy. So we didn't get a chance to see him much because of the death in his family, but in our mini camps. So, no, but I think he will add to our offensive line.
Does Julian Peterson have a position that we're going to call him? Is he the strong side guy? Is he the weak side? Or is he just a linebacker? He seems to move around.
I think the best way to do that is just call him a linebacker because... In our defensive scheme, sometimes he'll be strong, sometimes he'll be weak, and Leroy Hill sometimes will wind up strong and weak. So, Julian Peterson's an outside linebacker for us. Lofa's inside, and Leroy Hill's an outside linebacker.
Coach, you don't have Rowan here anymore, the veteran punter, but you have these two guys that got great legs. How about that competition? Is that going to carry us all the way through camp?
It probably will carry us all the way through camp, yeah. They both have strong legs. I have to see from them is consistency. You know, they certainly are strong enough, and they can kick at a mile, but I can't have a 60-yard punt and then a 30-yard punt, you know. So that's what we're looking for with those two guys.
Coach, back to the linebackers. Last year, Losa Leroy, they were so young. They raised the bar on what rookies can do. So what are the coach's expectations of the linebacking for this year? Unproven last year, it seems like this year they're the group that you need to see even more from.
Well, I think... They did play well last year, but as I said earlier, that's a good group. They push each other, they communicate with each other, they help each other, and I think it's as strong a group of linebackers as I've ever had.
How far we've come in a year? Well, last year that middle linebacker spot, so much competition there. Lofa, a bit of an unknown, and this year, he's anchoring that defense. The progression he's made.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him an unknown. I mean, we knew about him, but I think it's very difficult to come in as a rookie and make the defensive calls and do all the things. But I think he's a special young man. We saw that early on, and he proved it. And so, finally we got him at a linebacker. It's taken a while, but we got a good one.
Like, in your season when you talk about personnel, does the idea of moving Seneca ever come up and, bringing in a veteran to back up Matt so that Seneca can get... I mean, it's one of your best outfits and he doesn't get...
Yeah, no, I know. It comes up all the time, Steve. We talk about it all the time. We talked about it last night again. And I made mention the fact that if you brought in a quarterback now, a veteran quarterback, it'd be pretty hard for him to get up to speed with our offense. But that doesn't mean we're not still looking. That could happen right at the final cut. It could happen right at the end, and then you could allow Seneca to do some more things. You see it, we see it, he knows it. I mean, everybody knows this thing. But unless we have another guy, unless David Hill or Hamden can prove to me that they can come in and play, I can't take the risk of allowing Seneca to do some of those other things. I would like to. And we have a whole bunch of stuff ready if we ever got that chance. But now I can't do it.
I've been a wide receiver.
He's pretty good. And he'd be an excellent punt return guy. And those are the two things we got. And plus, you've seen him play quarterback. He'll play a lot in the preseason. And he'll do well.
Anything else?
Did you ever think he'd be wearing a sweatshirt in late July?
No, and I'm freezing. I should have worn a jacket, too. It's cold. I want to applaud you guys. You guys get it, T-shirts? I'm very, very impressed.
Thanks, Coach. We're not prepared.